proposed amendment. Congressman Shaw.
Mr. Gill, I just presented the amendment to specify which departments were in the division, ones that you'd work to draft, and we also have copies of the org chart from July 15th that I believe that where those, where the origin of those departments came from. What we've noticed as we're still getting through this is a tourism department is listed in one of those programs, but yet there's on the budget, there's no tourism department. There's no financials for a tourism department. It's been my contention that because it's listed on here, and this, and the appropriation goes to a division, that money could be spent on a tourism department. I guess that's what the first time I want you to answer, to address that situation.
I think your conclusion is very good possibility. The chief is not going by the primary limitation act, and it is within, named within a division, then certainly money within that division could be spent on tourism.
Congressman Tillman.
And that's if he so chooses.
Yes.
Even though it maybe doesn't exist, he could form it and fund it out of this appropriation, if he so chooses.
Yes. As I understand the way that they are interpreting the Supreme Court opinion and the statements that the assistant chief has made, that is a possibility.
Any other persons from Mr. Gill, I need to summon him to ask that he be summoned, because I knew this was going to come out. I wasn't sure.
Okay, I'm just talking out loud too, but sort of, because I was asking, I think Congressman Burlow is kind of doing, going to do some looking into her bill, but my question was that perhaps, because this is now in the language and cultural resources, you know, division, that these donations for the different cultural entities is included in the budget, as opposed to a standalone bill where we would break it down. And so I was kind of proposing that this be cut out and be a standalone bill. Otherwise, when that money goes in, you don't really know who's going to get what's what or anything. So I was proposing to possibly do that, but also kind of in communication with Congresswoman Bobo that she's going to find out if her donation bill that she just filed has any role with these cultural donations, which probably doesn't. But either way, would you suggest that these be taken out?
If you want to make sure that those amounts are going directly to the intended recipients, then yes.
Okay.
That would be a good idea.
Okay.
If Congresswoman Buckle gets bill passed, I think it probably will be considered.
I think it will be too.
Well, see, that's why I asked her. Yeah. Like, I mean, information, so.
Well, then.
Congressman Bucklehead?
Currently, even my bill 16-112 has in section 3, political donations made by the Office of the Principal Chief on behalf of the Osage Nation and charitable donations made by the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise are exempt from this act. So that was actually at the request of the chief that he be allowed to make political donations through his office. But one of the things that we never had a discussion about was the donations for drum keepers and
the
cultural donations, which are actually every single year. I mean, it's not like the donations that where we had a lump sum of $100,000 and it went to the chief for, at his discretion, could, you know, write a check for X amount of dollars to whoever for donation purposes. So these are cultural, I see them as kind of differently, but I can see where that is going to throw a wrench into this bill. Mm-hmm. If we don't want it to, then we are going to have to iron it out this session, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And just be as simple as adding, if we want, adding an extra sentence in this section three where it says cultural donations. And then have that spelled out, the way that this is spelled out. So, I mean, it may be as simple as that.
Right. That's what I think, one of the two needs to happen.
Yeah.
Either that needs to be fixed in your bill, or I need to file a separate standalone cultural donations bill where we list out.
Well, even if you file your own separate bill, I would still think that it needs to be put in here.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it goes in there, that's fine. But if that's that, what you're going to communicate with executive on?
I don't know yet. Yeah, I don't know yet. I don't know that. I just don't know. I may include cultural donations to be sent over to the Osage Nation Foundation to be awarded, but I would want to make sure that they get the same amount every single year. Okay, so my preference would be for you to file your own bill for cultural donations and me to add that line to here that it will be separate. I am not in favor of putting cultural donations in a bill in a lump sum amount, because our drum keepers and war mothers and Post 198 have been used to receiving a certain amount for I don't know how long, years at this point. And the way that this has been communicated to us is that any amount of money that goes into here, they are not guaranteed at this point. What we as a Congress used to vote on that was going to go to drum keepers, war mothers, and Post 198 and Marine Corps detachment, we voted on those entities getting a set amount of money every single time, and that's how we've always done it. Now that's not the case, so I don't know if they're going to get $6,000 or $2,000. I don't know that one district won't get more than the other. And
right, that's my point. So either way, I want it taken out of this division budget. So, okay, I'll get with you on that later. Congressman Shaw?
If these cultural donations piece are backed out of that bill, put in a separate bill, and the separate bill passes, and each donation has a line item somewhere, but it's administered by the executive branch or the treasury, executive branch obligated to donate those specified amounts?
Good question.
That is a good question, because we did the same thing with tutoring and it didn't matter.
So, right? I would argue that they should, but that we feel like they should. They should get exactly what's appropriate. Whether that is how the chief would treat that.
Right. I agree. So, I mean, but if at least it's happened like this, the people can see, maybe the people can hold them accountable by saying, we can show you by this bill that the Congress appropriated this much to each entity, and maybe the people can hold them accountable to that amount. So,
okay, that's great.
Congressman Hamilton.
Does anyone know all the donations? Are they all reimbursed? I know the drum keepers are.
No. Okay, so.
Mm-hmm.
Gina Redigard, did she contact you too?
No.
Okay. Well, I get this question all the time for some reason. I got it again today, just in the form of an email. So how this works is that the donations that go to like War Mothers and Post 198 and Marine Corps Detachment, they have a tax ID number. And drum keepers, at one point in time, a lot of committees, I don't think they do right now, any of them, I'm not sure, but I know Hominy's doesn't, used to have a secretary on their committee.
Mm-hmm.
They had a secretary that kept the checkbook. And so when donations were made and you have that secretary and you have that little ID number, you can receive that amount in full. The drum keepers right now can receive their amount, whether it's $6,000, $10,000, or $150,000. They could get all of that in full. But they, if they're accepting it in their name and not in the behalf of the Pahuska Elonska Committee, then they have to claim it on their taxes, and no drum keeper is willing to do that. So therefore, they have to provide receipts, and it is more of a reimbursement rather than a donation. If a drum keeper wants to put that on their own personal taxes, they can get the money up front. but no one, thus far, no one has wanted to do that.
Reason I was asked, I know two of the ground keeper dads, and they mentioned they liked it being on the reimbursement.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if I was going to change it.
It, but the thing is that they currently can get the money up front. There's nothing in the law or policy or procedure that says that they can't, but what they have to do is they're going to get a little statement at the end of the year, and they're going to have to claim it on their taxes. So if they're willing to do that, they can get the money up front, but it's going to go on their taxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think they wanted anything to change. They prefer the reimbursement.
The reimbursement? Some of them don't. Yeah, some of them do, some of them don't.
Congresswoman Wymore?
Are the village committees in those donation bills that you're referring to right now?
No.
Where are they?
I haven't seen that. So.
You mean five-man board?
Five-man board.
The village committees, yeah.
I saw them somewhere, and we'd have to sit back through the other budgets.
They're not here.
I'm pretty sure I see them somewhere.
Are they?
Maybe in Gov.
They have ops. Sometimes they're in Gov. Okay.
I don't have my full, wait, I may have it, but I don't have time to look through it, but I'm pretty sure I saw them.
I believe that traditionally that's where they go. All right, so it's, then my question is not germane to this committee, obviously it's what comes up before us in GovOps. I just wanted to be assured that you didn't have them on any of your legislation.
No, I don't, but I do recall seeing them somewhere in the packet. So
okay.
I just have to sit through all the other division budgets.
Thank you, Chairwoman.
You're welcome. Okay. So, we have lots in front of us. We have, actually, are we still
having a
discussion of the amendment on the floor? Motion for the amendment. So, is there any more discussion on the amendment? You do have the org chart in front of you now, and it does appear on the org chart. So,
just to clarify, back to the amendment, we are including tourism based on the org chart.
Okay. Yeah, to be included in the bill. So it's like here, when your money, get that money, it's to be included for your tourism too. Although we don't know in the end result, I'm sorry, at the end result of how much would go for what, if there's going to be any cuts or anything, because there is no plan for. There's no information for tourism, just like there was no information for tourism last year, which is why it was cut out. For one, we desired as a Congress to hold to no new spending. So that fell in line with it, but at the same time, even if there was going to be new spending, there was zero plan for tourism. And we asked that, I asked when I cut that out on the floor, or actually I cut it on the floor, but it's because we discussed in committee, you know, where are you going to put this? Because the budget that we received was for a position only, position, salaries, and IDC, I believe. It was about $90,000, 90-something, just under $100,000 for tourism, and it was basically just for that person. And I asked, where are you going to put this person? They didn't know that at the time, and what is this person going to do? And they didn't have anything prepared at the time, so, you know, the statement was made to come back, you know, because I support tourism, but we needed a plan and something to look at. So that was cut. So, but again, there's not even a plan for the tourism. So, all right. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Let's wait till Alice gets back in here. Stepped out for a moment.
Can I have a question while we're just waiting?
Yes, Congressman.
What is all that work being done on your pawn shop before this stop?
That's the interpretive center. A presentation was given at the, has not been given to Congress, but there was a presentation given to the Osage Gaming Enterprise Board. And Chief Sandenberg came over with Gail Bowe, stating that that's something they're working on in collaboration with the Eco Park. You know how it's across Bird Creek Farm, as across from there. that kind of, so that's when the, you know, discussion of with the casinos want to be in on the interpretive center and needing money for renovation. So I was gonna say, I'm a little confused as to, and unfortunately we don't have information and can't really get straight what that is, what else happening in there, because if you look at the cultural center program plan, it even says, where is it?
Okay.
Objective four.
The five-man board, I knew it wasn't in government offices, I hadn't seen it. It is in boards and commissions this time, and it is not listed as five-man board, it's listed as a village committee. So whoever's got that budget, but I know government office doesn't have that budget.
Okay.
Probably appropriations.
Yeah, I just made a guess because I knew it wasn't.
Boards and commissions.
But I knew I'd seen it.
It's listed as village committees, not five-man board anymore.
Didn't come out today.
Yeah,
and
I knew I saw
it's in the boards and commissions budget, which I don't know where that was assigned.
Okay.
Just for FYI.
Okay.
Okay.
So objective four is of the cultural center is operating the Osage Nation Cultural Interpretive Center through collaboration with the Osage Casinos. So your guess is as good as mine at this point. So I'm not sure. It has something to do with that. But like I said, that presentation was given to the Gaming Enterprise Board. And we have that same presentation. We just saw it because we were at the Gaming Enterprise Board meeting. Anyways, all right. So can you repeat the motion, please? Or actually, we have a copy of it. I'm sorry. Are we prepared to vote? Any more discussion on the amendment? Okay, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Thank you. All right. So, Congressman Shaw, where are, I thought you and I discussed making copies of the financials. That's kind of where we were going yesterday. I can try to see when I can get some time scheduled with Eli. Other than that, I'll pull out those financials and we'll have to just, I'll look over them. I know Congressman Shaw has been looking at them quite a bit and we'll just have to rock on and get buried back into it next week. We don't have a meeting tomorrow. I don't know if somebody meets at 1:30, but our time's almost up. So just kind of wondering what you guys want to do at this point. What all do I have?
Are you going to take out the donation?
Yes.
From the
division? And then I'm going to, you know, all the things that I can really get back with her and just kind of, because I totally support whatever, you know, her bill. It's a discussion we've had ongoing for a long time. So whatever we come up with. But yes, it's my intent, wherever it goes, that it come out of this division bill.
And it probably should be, because even my short title, this is the Osage Nation Charitable Donations Act. So, and then I consider that different than culture. So I'll support you to take that out of this budget, make it a standalone budget.
Yeah.
And
I just wanted to make sure
all
that, you
the
know,
charitable donations or cultural donations are exempt from this act.
Yeah, that sounds good. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, I knew you had that and then that the committee was okay with that.
I just, another question.
Right.
Are you going to include the sorority? Just because we did last year.
Right. I did. I think I put that as a question mark somewhere on that. Yeah, that I remember that was included. And I will have to, I don't remember how that works because it wasn't requested. I guess we could put it in there. So I'll get with Trey on. Can we just stick it in? I don't recall how that works because it wasn't requested by them. So, but we do have the ability to add. So,
motion to postpone LNCA 6.
this your last meeting point.
It's mineral council, and then that'll go to committee.
I'm not y'all, but I got a bunch of stuff over here.
Yeah, that's how it happened.
Okay. But I'm gonna have